Ian Sinclair, Lights Out for the Territory. Abney Park was still waiting. I held back from the book barrow and dutifully copied the Boleyn Road graffiti into my Europa notepad. Then we legged it. Stoke Newington Road stretches onwards like the rubber neck of a chicken. We drift past exotic mini-marts, deleted cinemas, tributary nameplates with literary associations. The Hasidic foothills have always been disputed land. Jews escaping from Whitechapel sweatshops, early West Indian immigrants, as depicted in Alexander Baron's novel, The Lowlife. Baron, troubled after the war, wandered the borough like a fetch, watching, listening, hungry for clues that would allow him to reorientate himself. He returned to his mother's house in Hackney, needing a safe place in which to heal the trauma of combat, familiar territory he no longer recognised. Like the neo-romantic account of Mare Street, produced by John Minton for the dust wrapper of Roland Camberton's Rain on the Pavement. Baron found himself crisscrossing the East End in a series of mazy traverses, eavesdropping on conversations in cafes, reading the reflections in the windows of tailor shops, a landscape that had not yet been optioned, bomb-damaged terraces, wilderness gardens, green shoots amongst the rubble. From the City from the Plough, Baron's first novel, was published by Jonathan Cape in 1948. It was a success of a kind that is no longer imaginable, numerous impressions in hardback and paperback. Baron, a modest man, was inveigled into attending a celebratory party in Bedford Square. He took the bus from Dalston Junction, had a few solitary whiskies in an anonymous pub to steady his nerves, looked up at the lighted room, the buzz, turned on his heel, went home. The Lowlife came at the other end of Baron's career in 1963, a few years before he slipped gracefully out of print with Franco's Dying, to become one of the re-forgotten. The Lowlife featured Harry Boy Boas, a Hoffman presser who works only as much as he has to, a gambler with an even more destructive addiction, the love of literature. Harry Boy, true to genre, true to Night in the City, The Small World of Sammy Lee, Killing of a Chinese Bookie, keeps on the move, cheating fate, ducking and diving, a post-existential loser. He's pursued by a diminutive strong-arm man in a cylindrical coat, a literal torpedo. Flush, he makes expeditions to Soho for fat Italian meals, cigars, women, and second-hand bookshops. Then he hides out, stays in bed, working his way through yards of Zola. I knew what my programme was going to be for the next few weeks. I can go off on a jag with books, like some people do with liquor, weeks at a time. Stoke Newington is the perfect location in which to stay lost. Limboland, London's interzone. Large, shabby properties that ask no questions. Internal exile with a phony rent book. Stoke Newington is the place where terrorists behave like unpublished poets. And poets cultivate a justified paranoia.